Leitzonus achas doicha neya teichachais. One cynical comment could push away 100 warnings. The city field Asifa was neya teichachais. Whatever you feel about the program, whatever you feel about how you would have run it, a gathering of Gedali Yisrael like that was Meyotei Chochais. And here, in our neighborhood, we have cynical and skeptical people who, with words of Leitzonus, Adaycha, the effect of the Meyotei Chochais, of all the kayak, all the effort, all the energy that was put into bringing this issue to the forefront. These know-it-alls assure us, A, that there's nothing you could do about it, nothing you could do to protect yourself, and B, that it's not necessary. People should have enough Yerushalayim. The two messages are a contradiction, but when there's Leitzonus, it doesn't matter. We have come here together today to say there are neighborhoods of Mevakshei Hashem who are taking it seriously. Why should our neighborhood be left out? Why should our neighborhood be a neighborhood where most home computers do not have filters? Why should our neighborhood be a neighborhood where people don't take seriously the dangers of the internet on your phones? Why should it be Lama Nigara? Why are we worse than neighborhoods of Mevakshei Hashem B'nai Torah? Why shouldn't we gather and say that we are included? The first record of a Yid who went to Galus is a 12-year-old boy named Daniel. In the beginning of Sefer Daniel, we learn that he was taken to Nebuchadnezzar's palace, yet before the Chorban, before Galus Yechaniah. And we're told that Daniel was afraid to be in a goyisha, in a foreign environment. He was afraid he would be affected. So the pasuk right in the beginning of Sefer Daniel says, "Vayosem Daniel alibay ashaloy yisgal bepas bag hamelech." Daniel took to heart, "Vayosem Daniel alibay." He should not become ruined, but pass Baga Melech, Ubiyein Mishtayav, with the food and drink of the king's palace. What did 12-year-old Daniel do? The Gemara says he made a Gezerah. He made a Takana. He couldn't make a Takana for Klal Yisrael. For him and his friends, they made up. Bishalakum, Yayanakum, some Rishonim hold Pasakum. He made takonis. We're in a goyish environment. We're not going to eat what a guy cooks. We're not going to eat wine that a guy touches. And you know, there were leitzonim then too. People said it was silly. People are not going to intermarry because you're not eating what a guy cooked. A guy cooked a delicious lasagna. I can't eat it. Because you're afraid I'll marry his daughter. It's silly, it's narish. Giant groups in Klal Yisrael ignored the takonis. 60 years later, Achashverosh made a mishteh. The Me'am Loyeh, the Megillas Esther brings from Rishonim that those who followed Daniel's takonis were the ones that did not show up to the mishteh Achashverosh and earned for themselves a prestigious seat in Olam Abol and Nesach Nisachim. And those who came were those who made fun. It's silly. Silly takonis. We're eating a guy's bread, we're eating a guy's food, we're drinking a guy's wine, that's going to affect us. Who called today's Asifa? There's no organization behind today's Asifa. No money was spent on advertising. I thank Rabbi Mordechai Melman, who free of charge organized everything. He put a few ads in his newspaper. And from that, we came together. From that, we gathered. Who started this? Let me tell you who started this. 2 12-year-old boys met with me. They say they're representing a bigger group. If it's true, I don't know. These 2 12-year-olds came to me the week of after the Asifa. And they said, someone has to talk to our fathers. They're so foolish, they're so silly. They know we're fascinated by the computer, we're fascinated by the internet. What do they think? What do they think? They think when they're not home, we're not looking at things we shouldn't look at. It got me sick. I called up Rabbi Shetuvia, I called up Rabbi Avraham, and we met in Rabbi Leaf's house. We feel our neighborhoods have Heilig Yidin. Mevavshei Hashem, who want to stay Heilig, but we're naive, we're fools, we're silly. We think that with minor adjustments we can protect our homes. It's not so. I beg you, listen today. From the mouth of 12-year-olds. 12-year-old Daniel, thousands of years ago. And 12-year-olds today. My chelik in today's asifa is the topic of filters on your home computers. There are leitzonim out there that are making everyone dispirited. Some of them have long beards, seem to be very Erlich Yidin. They're not Rishoyim, they're just silly people, fools. Dam ashatoshev l'apikairis. Rashi always teaches apikairis ha-malagleg v'divrei chachamim. He can daven many times a day and he could learn. He's a malagleg v'divrei chachamim. Rashi, pshat, teaches apikursis. I'm here today, dam ashatoshev, every year I had a Rebbe told me, Dama Shetoshev L'Apikairis is a little Apikairis in the heart of every person. I want to talk about filters and I have 4 messages for you. 4 lessons. A 4-minute lesson, a 3-minute lesson, a 2-minute lesson, and a 1-minute lesson. 4 important lessons. Please listen, chazer. And when the lights comes and tells you how silly it is, you should know this went with big kaiches. It went with tremendous kaiches. I spoke to youth who got in trouble for being on the internet, and I spoke to them about how they get around filters. And I sat down with Bikian. The 4-minute lesson is, it's not enough to install a filter. After you install a filter, you have to protect the filter. In the booklets that were given out here today, I believe it's on page 4, there is instructions on how to install the K9 filter. The letter K, the number 9, K9 filter. It's a filter used by goyim across the world. Hundreds of thousands of people use it, and the silly yid in the street is telling you it's worthless. The first column tells you how to install it. The directions are made for someone like me, who's not computer savvy, to understand it. Column number 2 are directions on how to protect your computer after you put in the filter. Now you'll tell me, my boy, he doesn't know how to get around a filter. All you have to do is Google, how do I evade K9 filters? And it comes right up. It comes right up. There are 3 ways that children use to evade the filter. One of them, K9 itself, has already found a remedy, and it's no longer a way of evading the filter. The second way has to do with going onto your computer and resetting the administrative controls of the computer, temporarily deleting K9, looking at all kinds of schmutz, and going back and putting it back on. And this is the aleph, the first way that children know to evade. B, in these booklets, and I should mention for those who are listening from a distance, or on tape, that you can get a copy of this at the website. On the back of the booklet it says Avenue M Computers /Asifa, and thank you. AvenueMcomputers.com/Asifa, and you can get a copy of this. The first thing you have to do to protect the computer is to set separate controls for administrators and limited users. That means that when you open your computer, there will be two icons. One for the administrator, that's the parent. Hopefully someone from outside the house. He's the only one that can control the controls of the computer. The second icon is for the user, for the guest, however, whatever name you want to give it. No person in your family needs to be an administrator unless he wants to change the controls of the computer. The administrator has a password, no one else should get in. Users cannot do this move of deleting the filter. If you don't do this, your children will get around it. The second item in that column, the second way that people get around the filter is as follows. When you boot up a computer, the computer enters Windows, and then you use the computer. The filter is on the Windows part of your computer. A child with a disk or with a USB device can open your computer, stop it from entering Windows, and boot it up on a totally different program, a disk that fits in his pocket, a USB device that fits in his pocket, and then he avoids the filter altogether. So the second item there is a BIOS lock. BIOS is the program, the brains, the heart of the computer before you get to Windows. And there are directions there as well for locking, so that both the CD-ROM and the USB port are locked, that you cannot boot from these places. These are not such complicated things to do. If you had a business, and someone was stealing your information and ruining your business, and the fellow in the gossip flappish would say, there's nothing you can do about it. You would say, shine, throw up your hands in frustration, I can't do anything. You wouldn't. You'd find a way. And if your Yirah Shamayim is compromised, if your Dairis are compromised, you just give up to the late Sunim that tell you you can't do anything. So my Aleph message of today is have a filter and protect your filter. And that's my 4-minute message. My 3-minute message is something so simple, but people don't know. They'll let someone tell you, you're going to put a password? Kids can get around the password. They have computer programs that can figure out passwords. These people are fools. The biggest banks in the country work with passwords. I'm assuming your son does not have connections to the Mossad and cannot get around your... Now, if you're going to write your last name as a password, they'll figure it out. Don't put your last name as a password. Put my last name as a password. A child told me that the number one way of getting around filters is that the kids wear down the parents and get the passwords. Or the parents enter the password in front of them, covering it meekly. They see the first two letters are the first two letters of a birthday or of an address, and they figure it out. It's not so hard. Protect your password as if it was your bank account. Protect your password and don't give it away. Now, it is possible a child can go online, and when it asks for a password, he can click forgot password, and he'll get a new password sent to the email address, and then he'll get on the computer. But first of all, you'll know about it. If the password was changed, you'll know. And secondly, your child should not have access to your email account. Why does he have the password to your email account? So my second message for today is passwords work, but you have to have seichel, you have to have brains. You have to protect the password. You have to make sure the password is something only you have. So message number one, put on a filter and protect the filter. Our directions are for canine because it's free, it's been tried, it's useful, and our directions are these things to work with other filters. They are better filters. I have to pick one. This is the one I picked. So message number one is protect your filter. Message number two is protect your password. My two-minute message. The Leitzanei Hadar are saying and printing that you can't do anything, the at-risk kids are going to outsmart you. The message today, this is not talking about an at-risk teenager. He can go into a store and buy a phone with your credit card and do whatever he wants. This is to keep good people good. To keep good kids good. We put them in a place where Mayasa Haben Velayechta. People don't understand. When we were children, boys in yeshiva, when they weren't learning or were less interested in learning, would talk about cars. Every child wanted to know this car and yet a car. They didn't have driver's license. They didn't drive. It was the in thing to know about cars. Today, the in thing is to know about computers. When good kids sit in schmooze, they talk about computers. And they talk about the ways of getting away around filters. Not l'shem rishis. Everyone likes to be smart. It's what they talk about. Keep good people good. If a person wants to be a pesheya and get pornography, he can do it. He can go down to Times Square. But to take innocent people, us, to sit in the computer to throw schmutz at you. And it throws, they're very good at it, they throw the schmutz at you in a way that's inviting. Rachmana litzlan. And my last message, my 1 minute message is the secret. We're not really talking about protecting computers from your kids. We're talking about you. It's Losh and Sagi Nor, we're talking about kids. It's you and me. I was walking last week with a certain mechanech who I was trying to convince. He had the same like sonistic attitude. Nothing you could do, nothing, it's a waste of time, what are you doing? And there was a third person with us. This third person is a good friend of mine. I know me'achayrei apargit that he has internet problems, but I'm not allowed to tell him. Whoever tells me says, well, don't tell him. So he chimed in. He says, who needs protection? Who needs filters? We don't need filters. We're Yirei Shamayim. I couldn't take it. It was boiling up inside of me. Now, I usually keep secrets. I couldn't take it. I put my finger on his chest. I said, you need a filter. I know you need a filter. You should have seen his face. Confusion. Do I know? Don't I know? There are people sitting here that need filters. There are many people sitting here. We all need. We don't have Yetzer Haras. So to answer the Kata Leitzonim that are taking our neighborhoods away from taking it seriously, number one, filters do work, but you have to protect the filter. Number two, passwords do work, but you have to protect the password. Number three, we're looking to keep good children good. Adults too. We're looking to keep our machne kodosh v'tor. Hey, look at Yidden. Who came here today on a Sunday morning? Hey, look at Yidden. Stay heilig. Remain kodosh. And number four, we're talking about ourselves. Let's face it. We should not have the passwords. I know many people split the password, husband and wife. Give the password away. You don't need it. You don't need to get into the filter and be able to change it. But do it, do it, do it. Lamaisa. There are instructions in the booklet. There are numbers of Yidden that are willing to install it for free in the introduction section. Willing to install filters free of charge. One person told me, my computer is so filthy, if I put in a filter, I'm going to have to change it every month. There's no excuse. I want to talk to the ladies. If your husband tells you he can't have a filter on the computer because it blocks him from seeing things he has to get to, he needs a filter. We're talking about canine. A filter in the Goyish Welt. The default setting of canine leaves on all kinds of things that we don't want. If your husband tells you the canine filter slows down his laptop, it's sheker. It does not slow it up in any appreciable way. Many shuls, on top of the shul, the Beis Medrash, it says, Shavisi Hashem L'Negdi Samid. It always bothered me. Why do we need Shavisi Hashem L'Negdi Samid in a shul? Who's coming? Why are you coming to shul? Shavisi Hashem L'Negdi Samid. We need Shavisi Hashem L'Negdi Samid on the computer screens. We need, a year and a half ago, at the Novi Shiaseum, we printed, we gave out stickers, say, Shavisi Hashem L'Negdi Samid for the top of the computer screen. We need to sit at a computer, put Shavisi Hashem with the Gansa Yud Kei Vav Kei. Put it there with the Yud Kei Vav Kei, you're going to look at these things. Shavisi Hashem L'Negdi Samid, that's our Avaida. I beg you, Lo Mani Gara, in the history of Klai Yisrael is like a giant iceberg floating through the Dairis. Sadly, our history is that little pieces of the iceberg fell off and melted into the waters of the Havlei Ha'ilam. Why should we take a chance, Chalila, that we should break off and melt into the waters of Havlei Ha'ilam? Why should Rabbanim have to deal with husbands and wives? The wife catches her husband with pornography, and they come to me, and the woman is upset, and I send a man out. I have to explain to him that because he has the Yetzer Hara doesn't mean he doesn't love you. It has nothing to do with you. It's nauseating to me to have to do such a thing. 20 years I was zeichet to have shimush by Rav Palm. He never taught me how to explain to a woman that her husband's pornography means nothing to cause a get. Why? Why should it be in our neighborhood? Good people, not Rishayim, but people who become trapped by a normal Yetzer Hara. Yidden, protect yourselves, protect your homes. Do the Rabbanim a favor. We're not interested in dealing with internet issues. Typically, my phone calls are 50% halacha shaylos, 50% shidduch information or etzus. Lately, it's a third shilas, a third shidduch information in Aces, and a third internet issues. And I'm exaggerating slightly. Wake up! Don't be naive, don't be fools. The Goyish world is aware of it. Let us be aware of it. Let's be Zaycha, Shavisi Hashem, L'Negdi Samid, Rabbanu Shel Olam should be in front of our eyes. We should be zaycha to have the wisdom, the chachma, to do the things that we have to do them now, to do them today. Kadosh Baruch Hu will give us siyata d'shmaya in all of the things that we do. Thank you.